You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for the week of December 17th, 2023. A recent incident involving a lynx has caught the attention of the Vaud Department of the Environment. Near Yvonand, a female lynx, accompanied by her cubs, attacked and injured three dogs. While the situation may sound alarming, authorities are reassuring the public that the lynx's behavior is not considered problematic. The attacks occurred in a forest on December 7th, 8th, and 11th. The three dogs, each weighing around 30 kilograms, sustained mainly scratches on their backs and a few bites. One of the dogs required a few stitches, but overall, they are all recovering well and none needed hospitalization. According to Frederick Hoffman, head of the Hunting, Fishing, and Species section at the Direction Générale de l'Environnement, or DGE, in the canton of Vaud, the lynx responsible for the attacks was acting to protect her young. The lynx was accompanied by her youngsters, and her reactions are deemed normal in the context of maternal instincts. The two of the injured dogs had approached a carcass, which the lynx likely perceived as a threat to her ability to feed her offspring. The DGE acknowledges the regrettable injuries, but emphasizes that lynx attacks on dogs are exceptionally rare in Switzerland, averaging only two or three cases annually, and there has never been a fatal outcome. To prevent such incidents and to avoid disturbing wildlife, the DGE reminds pet owners to keep their dogs on a leash or under control at all times, either through voice commands or gestures. In a surprising move, the town of Wallisellen in Canton Zurich has approved a 200-franc fine for the act of spitting in public. While spitting is generally frowned upon worldwide, the implementation of a fine for this seemingly minor offense may raise eyebrows. The decision, made by officials in early December, marks a stricter approach to public hygiene in the commuter town near Zurich. According to Thomas Eckherder, the head of security for Wallisellen City Council, quote, "Anyone who ostentatiously spits on the ground will feel it in the wallet," end quote. This isn't the first time Wallisellen has taken a stance on spitting. Back in 2006, the town earned the moniker, quote, "Singapore of the Alps," end quote, for being the first in Switzerland to enforce fines for spitting. At that time, the penalty was 30 francs for each instance of spitting, a far cry from the newly approved 200-franc fine. The motivation behind the fine, as stated by town authorities, revolves around the hygiene factor. In the aftermath of COVID-19, officials believe it is prudent to reconsider policies that blend public decency with good hygiene. However, officials from Canton Zurich have mentioned that there is no concrete evidence linking such policies to a significant impact on epidemic control. The 200-franc spitting fine is set to take effect on January 1, 2024, in Wallisellen, with neighboring communities such as Opfikon, Dietlikon, Kloten, and Bassersdorf expected to adopt similar measures. Despite this trend, Kloten mayor René Huber expressed reservations, stating that while his community would implement fines out of solidarity with other towns, the amount would certainly be significantly less than the prescribed 200 francs. The debate over the appropriate level of punishment for this unusual offense continues as more towns consider following Wallisellen's lead. An update on the wolf hunt in Canton Valais. In recent years, the country has been grappling with a growing wolf problem, causing concerns among farmers with frequent attacks on their livestock. The wolf population surge has prompted authorities in Canton Valais to take action, resulting in the authorization of a regulated wolf hunt. In an unexpected turn of events, the hunt in Canton Valley has proven more successful than anticipated. Eric Felley reports that the authorities have already reached the halfway mark, with 17 wolves out of the targeted 34 already eliminated. The large-scale operation, initiated on December 1st, has seen rapid progress, surprising officials who initially aimed to shoot at least a dozen wolves within a two-month time frame. Nicholas Bourquin, the head of the Hunting, Fishing, and Wildlife Department, acknowledged the role of the surprise factor in the hunt's success, particularly during the initial shots. He emphasized the significant commitment of the guarding teams, who have been vigilant every night during the operation. The 17 wolves taken down in just 18 days include members from different packs in Valley. The Augstbord pack in Upper Valley lost 7 members, while the Héron pack in Central Valley saw a similar number eliminated. Additionally, 2 wolves from the Nance pack and 1 from the Toul pack were among those targeted. Of the total, 13 were young wolves and 4 were adults, with 14 shot by official wildlife wardens and 3 by hunters. However, a recent development has added a layer of complexity to the situation. Last week, the Swiss Federal Administrative Court, TAF, suspended the shooting of the Haut Fort Nance and Fou Isérable wolf packs. This decision followed concerns raised by environmental associations regarding the proportionality of killing these animals, which had caused minimal damage. The Federal Office for the Environment has requested the lifting of the suspensive effect, but the TAF's final decision is still pending. States want better protection for intersex children. The Swiss Senate has accepted a motion calling for children born with a variation in the development of their sex to be spared unnecessary intervention and improvement in their care. In Switzerland, 1.7% of the population is born with a variation in sexual development. This population is called intersex. The previous term for this variation was hermaphrodite. This term is no longer used. It is believed that intersex children must be protected from unnecessary or even harmful interventions and must receive competent specialized treatment. On Monday, the Council of States tacitly adopted a motion from its Legal Affairs Committee calling on the Swiss Academy of Medical Sciences to rapidly draw up medical ethics guidelines on the diagnosis and treatment for intersex individuals. Quote, intersex children are children who are born with physical sexual characteristics that differ from the traditional norms of masculine or feminine, whether medical or sociocultural, end quote, explained Celine Vara from the Green Party of Neuchâtel on behalf of the committee. She continued, quote, a variation in these characteristics at birth does not necessarily imply health problems for the children, end quote. She pointed out that 1.7% of the population is affected. In Switzerland, a proportion of these children undergo hormonal and surgical treatments aimed at modifying their sexual characteristics while they are not yet old enough to decide for themselves. Celine Vara stated, quote, these treatments can take the form of surgery on the vulva, clitoris, or penis, hormone treatments, sterilization, or prenatal interventions, end quote. She continued, these procedures can involve major health risks, including heavy psychological trauma, severe depression, and long-term consequences such as osteoporosis or infertility, end quote. There are still too many non-essential medical procedures performed on these children which do not take their choice into consideration, said Celine Vara. The motion aims to correct this situation. The National Assembly has yet to take a decision on the motion. This episode is sponsored by Salt Consulting and Communications, a professional coaching group serving corporations and individuals. Salt is offering a 12-week online coaching journey starting on January 7th, 2024. Whatever your personal or professional goals, whatever shift or growth you require, whatever change you're looking to make in the new year, this program meets you where you are. I'll be participating in this January 7th session. I am really looking forward to meeting my personal health and fitness goals, guided and coached by executive coaches and TEDx speakers, Michelle Giuliano and Denise Nickerson. I hope you'll join me and other like-minded, growth mindset professionals and executives in this life-changing course called Integrity Works. With Integrity Works, you'll effortlessly navigate change, make decisions confidently, live joyfully, and align with your true self. The course includes interactive Zoom calls twice weekly with your coaches. It includes tools, meditations, surveys, worksheets, and direct access to your coaches. For more information and to enroll today, go to offers.salt.consulting/IntegrityWorks Winter 2024. That's offers.salt.consulting/IntegrityWorks Winter 2024. Or go to the Swiss News and English Facebook page for the direct link to enroll in Integrity Works. Hurry, space is limited. I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and tune in each week for the latest news of Switzerland in under 15 minutes. We here at Swiss News in English wish you and yours a happy, healthy, joy-filled holiday season. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.